T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're lost in all the shuffle.
Well, we do have news.
Okay.
We do have news.
Feel free. Go right. I'm sorry I wasn't in here when the news came in.
It's definitely news.
I was talking to Spike about a game show I once hosted on the streets of New York City, but go ahead.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Josh Donaldson.
Yes.
Has been suspended for one game. He is appealing that suspension as we speak.
That's ridiculous. He didn't do anything worthy of suspension. So that's for Major League Baseball.
That's for Major League Baseball.
Now, I was told he has COVID, and Aaron Boone came out and said he has COVID.
That has nothing to do with it. He's appealing the suspension. So it's not like he's serving it tonight anyway. He's appealing it. And just thinking back to suspensions and fines from the past, Tim Anderson was once suspended a game for giving the middle finger to fans.
Oh, come on.
And that was reduced to a fine after appeal.
It shouldn't even be a fine.
I agree with you.
It shouldn't be.
But I'm saying I think there's a chance that after appeal, this could turn into something smaller than missing a game.
Here's the statement. I have it.
Yes, go ahead.
This is from Michael Hill. Don't kill the messenger. He's merely the messenger.
No, he's the decider,
well,
Michael
he's
Hill.
He's the senior vice president for on-field operations.
Yeah, he's the one who made the decision.
No, but this has to go above him.
No, it doesn't. It's his job.
When there's allegations of racism and Jackie Robinson's name is invoked, the commissioner has to sign off on that.
Well, the commissioner, I'm sure, may have signed off on it, but this is Michael Hill's job.
All right. Well, MLB has completed the process of speaking to the individuals involved in the incident. There is no dispute over what was said on the field. Regardless of Mr. Donaldson's intent, the comment he directed toward Mr. Anderson was disrespectful and in poor judgment, particularly when viewed in the context of their prior interactions. In addition, Mr. Donaldson's remark was a contributing factor in a bench-clearing incident between the teams and warrants discipline. That's the problem. That's a problem.
Which aspect?
So he's being suspended because he said words that resulted in the teams filing out of the bullpens and dugouts. Is that what we're saying?
Because that's not true. Like, did that start it? Yes, but what really got it to the level it got to, and I'm not blaming him, he should have done this for his teammate, was Yasmani Grandal.
That
Yasmani Grandal
up, right?
did not allow Josh Donaldson to get in the batter's box. And again, if I'm a White Sox fan, I love Yasmani. I don't love his batting average or OPS.
I agree.
But I love that.
I agree. He did his job as a good teammate.
So is Yasmani going to be suspended? Because
he escalated it to a bench-clearing incident. Baseball's acknowledging, in their own words, not mine, that there was no intent behind it.
Right.
So if you're acknowledging what he said was not filled with intent to invoke racism or anything else, how are you punishing him?
Well, they're punishing him also based on the past history between them. So they're basically taking into account they don't like each other, and so Donaldson was using that as a weapon against them.
Okay, they don't like each other. Guess what? There's 26, 27 type A personalities in every locker room in baseball. They're not all going to get along.
Yeah, they shouldn't have suspended him. I agree with you.
What he did is not deserving of a suspension.
Yeah, now I also
now,
think
do
that.
Do I care at the end of the day? If I was the Yankees, this is what I would do.
What?
He's got COVID. Aaron Boone said he had COVID. Okay, guess what? He's not going to play tonight. There's your suspension.
That's easy for you to say. He's docked a check.
He's making $21 million this year.
Correct.
I know it's principal.
If you were docked $50 for something that you should, that you're pissed off about, you're probably at a principal going to appeal it too.
Well, listen, appeal it, schmeal it, whatever you want to do.
I think you could win the appeal. I really do.
I think you can too.
Look, there's no exact science
here's
to this.
Here's the problem with it.
What?
Now, I think the majority of the Western civilization acknowledges there was no racist intent here. Now, there are some people may react differently than others in regards to any use of the name Jackie Robinson. Very respectful of that stance, if that happens to be your stance. But if baseball acknowledges he said words with no intent behind them, how do you suspend the guy for that?
Yeah.
So, now, because, all right, he and Anderson don't get along, right? What if he said to Anderson, you suck, and that led to bench clearing nothing? Are we suspending him for that?
No, because there's no confusion about its intent if it was racist or not. Because there was that possibility. And we don't really know what's inside Josh Donaldson's heart.
But they're
heart.
Acknowledging there's no intent in their own statement.
Right, but they're also acknowledging the past history between them and bringing that up as a factor.
Yeah, but I
they didn't need to suspend him. Like, there are certain things you should be suspended for. Tim Anderson was actually, I don't know if you know about this, Tim Anderson was suspended a couple of years ago for using a very inappropriate word.
He actually used flipping the bird or something.
That's
like that.
A different one. Okay. I'm giving you Tim Anderson examples, but Tim Anderson was suspended for giving the bird.
So he has a history of being suspended?
Yeah, he got suspended because during a bench clearing incident, he used the N-word when going after the Kansas City Royals pitcher Brad
Tim
Keller.
Anderson did?
Yes, and he got suspended. That was a thing, yeah. It was a one-game suspension.
Okay.
I don't think that was ever I think he served that suspension. If I'm not mistaken,
well,
I don't think
that's a tough one to argue against, right?
Yeah, and so the umpires initially threw him out of the game, where people were like, "Why was he thrown out of the game?" And their explanation was, "We heard him use that,
sure,
and he was out,
and that's it." Got it. I don't know. Listen, he wasn't going to play tonight anyway. Can you just make the whole thing go away? In theory, I guess you could, right? Because I'm sure Josh Donaldson
by serving it, you mean?
Well,
by just serving it,
I'm giving him like a cheap out. Yeah. In that we know he wasn't going, he's not in the lineup tonight.
Right.
So in theory, couldn't they say, we're going to use tonight as our suspension, right? We're really like, he wasn't going to play
before
anyway, so
they, if
wink,
they,
wink, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I think they may have, I mean, you could have, sure. Once they say he's going on the COVID IL, though, you can't, it's done.
Yeah.
It's too late for that. Donaldson wants to appeal it. The Yankees, I'm sure, want to appeal it.
I don't blame him because... Listen, if you're not a racist and people are accusing you of being one, you fight with everything you got. Now, maybe Donaldson doesn't give a rat's ass what people think about him. I have no idea. I've never met the man. I'd love to sit down and talk to him one-on-one, though. So maybe the rhetoric he's getting back is, all right, listen, everybody knows you're not a racist, but you're a rabble-rouser. You and this guy, Anderson, have some beef and a history together. Therefore... Yeah, we got to do something.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
Look, what's going to also
look... I don't think he deserves a suspension,
What's
though.
Also going to look bad, and I just mentioned it to you, is now we're going to get the easy comparisons of, well, hold on. Josh Donaldson got the same amount of games that Tim Anderson got for using a horrid word a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Like those, especially because it's a similar situation in terms of Anderson was involved
words.
In the Donaldson thing.
Right.
It's going to be brought up as how do both guys get the same kind of suspension?
Yeah, that will be brought up. And I do think, and I'm guilty of that as well as you are and everyone else that comments on this kind of stuff. I think we're probably doing everyone a disservice in bringing that up. Couple years ago, different circumstances.
It's different, but we're talking about suspensions.
Yeah.
Like that, the only reason I brought
up. I think every suspension, in a weird way, does have to be viewed in a bit of a vacuum, but I hear you. That's a fair. Listen, because it's the same guy involved in this.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
He shouldn't have been suspended. Like, he's already gotten, I guess, the criticisms, whether it's through the media or through fans. Like, what is missing a game really going to do?
It's just going to take money out of his pocket. That's it. That's all. Right? And I don't know. Like, do they play the White Sox again this year?
They're done. They just played them a bunch of times in the last week and a half. But
that sucks.
According to the predictions I wrote down before the season started, I do have them playing again in the American League Championship Series.
Now, that would be great theater. If we could get that, who wouldn't sign up for that today?
Well, you'd be in the ALCS, so you sign up for
just
it.
Just to get there. I'm signing. So would Aaron Boone, by the way.
Boone,
I don't care that we just lost both ends of a doubleheader. I want in.
Craig, in fairness, if the Yankees are in the ALCS, I can name every realistic team right now, and it would be sexy. The White Sox, sexy, right?
Well, it is extra sexy now.
The Toronto Blue Jays, division rival, the Heat with them, sexy, right?
Sure.
The Tampa Bay Rays, rival, sexy.
Sexy time.
The Houston Astros.
Oh, sexy time.
Those cheaters, sexy. Yeah. Everything's sexy outside of the Minnesota Twins because you know that you'll beat them. Beat them.
By the way, I think in this entire story and how it's played out, if you're a diehard Yankee fan, the only guy that you're ticked off at is not Josh Donaldson. After all, he reps your colors. Is not Tim Anderson. Okay. Maybe a little sensitive, but okay, it's fine. You understand
what I know who you're pissed at.
You're pissed at Tony La Russa.
Absolutely.
That's the only guy you're pissed at.
Well, and also,
if he doesn't open up his fat mouth and claim racism, no one is claiming it.
So this is I admit this is a small thing, but it jumped out at me. So I want to bring this up to you. I watched Tony La Russa's press conference. And so I don't know if you could find the audio, but he's asked, hey, what happened between Tim Anderson and Josh Donaldson?
Sure.
And at first La Russa says, I'm not going to answer that. Then he turns it into, where do you report from? And the guy's like, I work for the Newark Star Ledger.
Oh, he was asking the reporter what his credentials
turns out
were?
Like, where are you from?
Go ahead.
Guy says, Newark Star Ledger. He's like, oh, exactly. Like, for some reason, he didn't want to talk to us. Hmm. Like, did you hear that too, Big Mac? Like, it was like this weird dynamic of, well, we're going to twist it. Whatever Tony says, we as New York, evil New Yorkers, we're going to somehow take what he says and we're going to twist it. We didn't have to twist anything, Tony. You said what you said. You said Tim Anderson via Josh Donaldson. A racist comment was made to Tim Anderson.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'm not talking about it again. So he's the one who said, I'm not talking about it. Questioned, well, where are you reporting from?
Right.
Throws the nuclear bomb and then leaves and says nothing else.
That's it.
Yes.
I'm not answering your questions because you live in New Jersey?
It was weird. It was just a very weird interaction that he had.
Did Tony La Russa tell the reporter, like he told the police officer that night, I'm a Hall of Famer?
I knew that was coming.
Or no? Did he remind him that he's a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, that was
Did he
coming.
Ask him to see his ring? Or no? He didn't do that? Okay. I'm just asking. That's all.
Tony La Russa played a major role.
I think he played a pivotal role in this.
Take a step back. Let me take you to this fantasy world where Tony says, I'm not going to talk about it. Never does.
Yeah.
They go to Donaldson, they go to Anderson, and they both tell the exact same story they told. Minus La Russa saying a racist comment was made.
Yeah.
Is the story exactly the same or is it different?
It's a little different. Listen, there's going to be people that are going to invoke race because you're talking a white guy speaking to a African-American and invoking the name of Jackie Robinson. So there's going to be a racial conversation for sure. But I think what he did was you had like little embers of a fire there that probably could have gone out on their own. And he poured gasoline on it.
Yes, I agree.
That's kind of how I view it.
I agree.
Like I've always said, you know, especially in my radio career, you know, don't judge the reaction, judge the comments.
Mm-hmm.
If you find the comments to be objectionable, you have every right to feel the way you feel. But don't find them objectionable because some other person responded to them.
Right.
Like, make your own decision.
Absolutely.
And I think in this case, La Russa poured gasoline on something that didn't have to become a fire. That's how I view it. He didn't make it any better, for sure. I think you agree with that.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Here's Shawnee's in the Bronx on the fan. Sean, how are you?
Hey, Craigie, Evan, thanks for taking the call, man. I appreciate it.
All right. How are you today, Cookie?
I'm good. Listening to this thing, I know it's a thing that's happening now, but unfortunately, for some reason, it keeps on hitting me, like the situation with the Karen. I think this term, Jackie, unfortunately, is going to go viral. And I think it's going to become a term that, like, the term Karen is to African-Americans.
Well, I disagree.
I disagree
100%. I have to stop because I just think you're wrong. Remember, the only reason Donaldson's saying Jackie is because a few years ago, Tim Anderson referred to himself as a modern-day Jackie Robinson. This is not the first time
I'm not talking about the aspect of how Tim Anderson said it. I'm talking about the way that, like you just said, La Russa made it. you know, into
but
a racist.
But who's going to use
that? You think they're weaponizing the word Jackie?
But who's going to use that word as a negative weapon?
No, no, it's not going to be a negative weapon. I think it's going to be a defense. Maybe by white.
No, I disagree. I'm sorry. I have to.
I don't
stop
understand
that.
The point.
No, neither do I. No,
oh, okay, good. Because I was confused.
I think he was going down the wrong road. I think not on purpose. I just don't think he fully got it. Like people are going to start using the name Jackie in a derogatory manner now. I don't see that happening.
No,
you know the way like Karen has become this, you know, objectionable word in describing someone.
Right, right.
I don't think that's where this is going. Right. I really don't.
No, I don't either.
No. And even Major League Baseball's investigation, which includes talking to Tim Anderson and talking to Josh, they figured out there was no intent there, which means that Tim Anderson must have said, do I think he was being racist? No.
Well, what I'm curious about is Donaldson said, I would like to, I don't know if he said I would like, but he's open to talking to Tim Anderson. Will they converse? You know, it's easy to get his phone number.
Did he say that?
Yeah, but because Donaldson sort of gave that whole, hey, I apologize, I thought it was an inside joke. Will Donaldson actually reach out to him?
I don't know.
He probably should.
I don't know. I mean, it's an easy way to diffuse everything.
And that's a way to put it away.
And by the way, had they talked already, which clearly they haven't, he's not suspended also, I don't think.
Why?
Well, maybe he is.
I don't think that. If MLB's like, making their own decisions based on the way it's going to make them look.
Let's say MLB picks up the phone to talk to Tim and Josh.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Those are the two people you got to talk to, right? Before they talk to anybody else. And what if Tim Anderson says, listen, Josh found me after the game. We're good. We're good. We spoke man-to-man, face-to-face after the game without cameras or reporters there. He and I sat down before I had to get on the team bus.
Right.
We're good.
Right.
He's not suspended.
I don't know about that. Don't you think a part of why MLB makes a decision like this is how they're perceived by people? Not necessarily what Tim Anderson or Josh Donaldson
think of this. Well, I guess
then
that conversation would have to be made public, too.
Yeah.
If they made the conversation public.
And I don't know if it ever will. I'm not sure the Chicago media is going to ask Tim Anderson every other day, hey, did you talk to Donaldson yet? Well, I don't know if the New York media is going to do the same with Josh, especially since he's away now. By the time Josh comes back from this COVID list, and hopefully it's soon, this story may be forgotten about. Probably will be.
Well, listen, they don't play each other again this year, so unless they play in the playoffs, this story at some point will die. Probably by tomorrow. Unless one of the two parties reacts to the suspension.
Right.
Or if the suspension is now questioned by the union, and then that plays itself out another month.
I think he's got a really good chance to win this appeal, by the way. I really do. And I wonder if that's a story a week from now.
Is it possible to lose by winning?
How's that?
Perpetuating the story. Like, it's done. Make it go, let it go away.
Yeah, no, you could just serve it and let it go away. Right. Sure.
Like,
it's an option.
He ain't playing tonight anyway, or tomorrow, whatever the case may be.
Right.
Just let it go away. Right?
That's an option.
Because if you fight it, then when they make the decision, we got to rehash the
whole story then gets talked about again.
Yeah, yes. So maybe no harm, no foul. Let's just move on.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a charitable guy anyway. I'm donating 50 grand to whatever.
Right.
Right? Because that's where those fines go, by the way.
Yes.
Well, in theory, they go there.
Don't they all?
Supposedly, when you get fined, the money goes into a charity account. And then Major League Baseball Charities decides not just that money, all money that goes into that, how to spend it in the community, charities, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I don't know which specific charities they do spend it on. I'm also not sure if it matters what led to the fine. I just think they have a charity.
Yeah, I was always under the impression all of these suspensions and fine money go somewhere like
that. Yeah, I think they have a list of like qualified charities that they fund.
Right.
And then, you know, throughout the course of the year, they just write really big checks. Because what's a one-game suspension of Donaldson? $21 million is how much a game?
162.
Can you do 21 million?
I'm whipping out the calculator. Hold on. So what do I do? I go 160.
21 million.
Oh, 21 million.
Divided by 162.
Divided by 160. Okay, I got the answer. What's your guess? It's a lot of money.
My guess?
It's a lot of money.
I mean, just top of my head guess.
More than Big Mac and Loogie make.
25,000.
129,000.
He gets $1.29 a game?
Yeah.
Boy, I got to start playing baseball.
That's $21 million, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes!
So that's a $129,000 check.
Did I do the math wrong, Loogie?
I mean, why are you asking him?
He's shaking.
Does he look like a guy that can add and subtract and multiply?
He's arrogantly shaking his head.
Did you flip the calculator sideways so you can get the big numbers?
Now I got to do it for you.
No, I'm telling you. 21 million.
21 million.
There's six zeros after 21, right?
3, 4, 5, 6.
Divided by 162 is $129,000 a game.
Correct.
Almost $130,000 a game.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. You're right. If I hear another baseball player complain about how the owners mistreat them or about how life is tough, you know what I mean?
Wait, hold on. How about the owners' checks that they
get? The owners had to lay out the money to buy the team. They're the owner. They're the boss. They're the owner.
Stop it.
All right?
The lockout's over. You don't have to do this for the owners again,
should
okay?
Should you make more money than the guy that owns WFAN?
Maybe. Oh, maybe soon.
Maybe soon. Oh, right. I'm pulling for you now.
Pulling for us?
Well, whatever you make, I make more.
Okay, Francesa.
Wow, 130 grand a game.
Not bad.
But guys batting 238.
When you're making $21 million a year, though, do you look at 130 grand the way we look at 50 bucks? Or do you look at it as, hey, it's 139 grand?
Remember, he's not writing a check for 130 grand. If you have to write the check, you feel differently about it. It's going to get deducted from his check.
Right.
So I think baseball players get paid twice a month. I'm pretty sure that's right. So that means 129, well, just call it 130.
Okay.
Times 7.
Times 7. Okay.
Equals
907,000.
Okay. So that's what he gets a week.
Oh, my God.
All right. That's times 2 now. Okay. Equals
1.8 million. Okay.
So every 2 weeks, he gets a gross check for $1.8 million.
All right. Half of it's gone for taxes.
Well, hold on. No. This comes out of your gross, I believe, right? So now 1.8 million. 0.8 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Minus 130,000. Because let's just make it easy.
It's still 1.6 million.
Okay. Yeah. So is he going to really notice it?
Yeah.
Now? He's not.
Is that how you look at your paychecks, though?
Well, I'm not making $21 million
a year. No, but on that same level. Like, if let's say, I don't know if this is equivalent, a thousand may be too much.
$1,000, I notice that.
Okay. $500 are not going into your paycheck this time
around. I would say,
you notice that, wouldn't you?
I would. $500?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, trust me. I'm not the only one who notices it.
So,
I got a lot of people looking at it. They'd all notice it. What happens to that $500? Well, you know. I said Jackie. Yeah. $10? Maybe not. Maybe it's a rounding error.
Right.
Yeah. Anything triple digits or higher, there's enough people in my life that are going to notice that. Yeah.
Like for the average American, if you're making, what does the average American make?
Average American 100,000? Makes $27,000 a year.
What?
Did you say 100?
What'd you say?
What?
Dude, you are so out of touch, man.
No, I think it's like 35,000.
Okay, hold on. It's less than
35. Yeah. Let's go 35,000 divided by 162. That would be the equivalent of the average American losing $216 out of their paycheck. You feel that.
The median salary, well, I'll go average because you guys don't understand medium.
Yeah, what is medium?
There's the same below and the same above.
No, I know. I'm kidding. Okay? Go ahead.
So the average annual salary in 2019, it's actually higher than I thought.
What is it?
51 grand.
All right, 51 grand.
Yep.
If you divide that by 162, so like a baseball player, that's $315.
I
think you'd notice that. 1,000%.
Yeah, of course.
But because every dollar matters more when you're making
less.
Yes,
because if you're making 50 grand.
Right, so you make $900,000 now, Craig?
Okay.
All right, so $900,000 divided by one.
Not quite.
So you're losing out of your paycheck about $5,500.
Oh, big. I noticed that. That is my paycheck. Yeah, gross. It ain't pretty.
How much you make, Big Mac? And I'll do it for you too.
He's making a lot of money.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just the average American, the 100,000. Put it down.
So you're at 60,000. You said.
I can't believe you thought the average American's making six figures.
Nah,
a year.
I was wrong. About that. I would have figured it's like in the 30s or 40s.
Yeah. Why do you think people are complaining about $5 gallon of gas?
Oh, dude,
because they're making 100 grand.
Even if you are making 100 grand, you're complaining about $5 gas.
But you don't complain about $5 for a gallon of milk. It's fascinating. True. You don't, and it is.
You just stop eating cereal.
And you're buying a lot more gas, though.
At once you are. Yes.
How many gallons of milk are you buying a week?
I hate milk. I don't buy any.
Me neither. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm saving all my money and not buying milk.
How many gallons of milk are you buying a week, Big Mac? Oh, got two kids.
That's a big milk family. He's got kids.
Yeah.
Oh, so give me the number.
I would say he's probably, if I was guessing, he probably goes through 2 to 2.5 gallons of milk a week.
Okay.
I would say and probably 1.5 to 2.
And how many gallons of gas are you getting per week when you drive?
He doesn't drive. He takes the train.
Well, he doesn't complain about gas.
I drive a half hour to the train station, but then I drive in a lot, too.
How often do you fill up your gas tank?
Weekly.
Yeah, twice, three times a week.
Two a week?
Yeah. Wow.
You got a gas guzzler, man.
Well, it depends. I'm just now driving to the train every day, but I was driving in a
lot. Okay, so the point
when
is...
When I have bridge shows, I drive...
Why don't you ride your bike to the train?
I could ride my bike to the train.
How many miles is it?
How many miles from here? 65.
No, I meant to the train, dude.
19.
Yeah, that's a good... Especially this time of year.
18, 19 miles? Yeah, sure.
19's rough, bro.
I don't have the time for it.
I used to bike 6.5 miles each way to work, and it was fine. It was a good number. You go higher than that...
I also take the mountain path. No thanks.
Oh, that's true.
You'll never see me again.
He's too busy.
Vincent Von Vincent, be really happy.
He's too busy.
Vincent Von Vincent's out there. Yeah, take the bike.
Wait a second. So if he gets 2 gallons of milk a week.
I'm already confused.
No, you're
I don't know what we're talking
He's
about.
He's filling up 15 gallons at minimum, maybe 30 gallons a week.
Yeah, gas sucks right now.
So you're usually, for most Americans, not all, I understand that.
You know what you should do?
You're getting more gallons of gas per week than you are gallons of milk.
Of course you are.
That's the point.
You know what we should do? We should all chip in and buy like a big vat of gasoline. We can just leave it at my house. And then if you guys need just come by the garden pump.
Garden pump.
Like, don't you think it'd be smart to like stockpile barrels of gasoline right now?
No. It costs you $5.50 a gallon.
It might cost you $10.
No, you do it when the prices are low.
Right.
Well, it's too late for that.
If you did it 6 months ago, now you're...
Right. It's funny, about 9 months ago, I was sitting with Boomer, and I have no money, but he does.
He has a lot of money.
And I said, here's what you should do. You should go out and buy like 100 barrels of oil because oil is like $1 a barrel. He's like, what am I going to do with 100 barrels? I go, one day, it's going to go up. Going to go back up.
Yeah, but okay, so
now
you buy.
It's like, see?
But you buy all this gas or all this oil. What do you do? How are you giving it to people? Are you opening up a gas station in your front yard?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
I give them chicken, eggs, and oil.
What a combo.
Yeah.
Come to the Cardens, get some fresh eggs and some
black
oil.
Black crude oil. Black crude oil and chicken eggs. It's a new business I'm starting. Oil and eggs.
Oil and eggs.
Oil and eggs.
At the Carton.
It's a work from home business, but oil and eggs.
Sounds like a keto breakfast spot right there. Oil and eggs.
How do you like your eggs? Oh, black crude oil on top, please. Thank you. All good. The Carton chickens have not laid a single egg yet.
Really?
I was told August.
Were they supposed to?
No, August.
Oh.
But I'm getting very, it's very frustrating. Feeding them, giving them a place to live.
Did you think it was going to be instant?
They haven't given me anything.
Were you under the false pretense that it was just going to plop out immediately?
It's like they've, you know, like they're squatting on my land and they don't contribute nothing. Like all I want is 8 eggs a day. I feed you. I gave you a nice little coop to live in. What do you give me? I can't even bet you.
By the way, even though the Pulse of the People already banned me, I've now been informed that I am definitely off the Pulse of the People consideration because of the flippant comment I made about what the average American makes.
Oh, yeah, you're
out
of touch.
So I'm done. I've been eliminated.
You are completely out of touch with the average American. That is accurate. But listen, you were a finalist last year. That goes on your LinkedIn page.
I'm glad I didn't win, though. I'd be embarrassed if I won last year and now would have to look at Rob Manfred as a finalist.
Well, he's not a finalist. He's just a nominee.
Well, nominee, it's the same thing. He's one of the names being mentioned.
He's a nominee.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I'm so glad I didn't win last year. Thank God. Oof.
I was supposed to have breakfast with him today, but we pushed it back.
He was too busy figuring out if he should suspend Josh Donaldson.
He was too busy fining Josh Donaldson for not saying anything. I'm sure I'll see him in a couple weeks. All good. 877-337. Do you think you'll be a topic of conversation at that breakfast?
No.
Oh, you're wrong, sir.
Why? Is he that sensitive where
he cares
what
a
talk show host thinks of him the majority of baseball fans think of him?
He told me he wanted to show up at one of your baseball games.
Bring it on.
And say, that's the guy who's making fun of me?
Oh, I'll strike him out.
That guy who throws a knuckle ephus?
I'd strike him out.
Like it's a softball game?
You know what? I'd love this. Rob Manfred in the batter's box, me on the mound, and if I happen to let one slip right out
oopsie
of the gate,
doopsie.
Oopsie daisies.
There you go. I can't wait to find that video of you running to first base to send to the commission.
That's ugly.
I can't wait for that.
I'll be the first to admit.
Actually, will you make sure? Can you send that to me if you have it?
What?
I want to send it to Manfred right now.
You want to send me what?
The video of you running to first base, yes?
I don't have a video.
Oh, it's on SNY? No, SNY is showing the pitch right now.
They're showing the pitch.
Wow.
Oh, I've got it's on Twitter. It was posted 52 minutes ago.
Unbelievable that is a hardball game.
It was great.
It's really like it's unfathomable.
I just saw the video of my swing and run. It's on Twitter.
First of all, it's not even a strike, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is. Dude,
it crosses at his neck.
It's a strike.
It's not. I don't know how you can't
fell right into the zone.
No, yeah,
the SNY
nonsense.
Cameras have it. It's beautiful.
Watch that third pitch.
I'm watching it.
It crosses his neck.
Oh, it's a beautiful pitch.
Watch.
It's a beautiful
pitch. This is the fastball in the dirt. Now here, this one coming up.
Here comes the high heat.
This is a strike.
Yep, here we go. Like my socks are high. You like that? Here we go.
Evan, I don't...
Yes! It
hits him first, right at the shoulder. It's not even a strike.
You're so wrong.
Evan, I don't see the you running video.
Oh, yeah, it's up there.
Who put it up there?
The WFAN account.
No,
I put it out there as well.
I'm on it.
No, you're wrong. It was 53 minutes ago.
No, that's you striking. Oh,
I'm telling you.
Oh, now
there.
I see it. Now, oh my Lord. Please show him around. Oh my God.
I put it out there too.
First off, horrendous camera work. Whoever did the camera.
I'm just proud I made contact, ladies
that
and gentlemen.
That guy. What kind of swing was that?
It was a protection, two strikes.
That,
let me put
way,
bat on ball, Jeff McNeil leg swing.
I don't know who's pitching, but like, I know that's a big thing these days. Like, what do they call it?
What?
Velo, whatever it is.
Velocity?
Yeah, like, oh, he. Stan hit that ball 120 miles per hour.
My exit velo.
Yeah.
My exit velo was 17 miles an hour.
Not even.
On the chopper.
Like, this is the best I've seen you run, by the way.
Thank you.
This is for you. I've seen you run worse.
I appreciate it.
So I'll give you a little knock on that.
Yeah.
How about making contact? Your bat speed is non-existent.
Bro, there were two strikes. I was looking to just stay alive and make contact.
And you looked it down low. What is that? That's not a level swing.
It wasn't a great swing.
Oh, I got to talk to Jed. I feel bad for
I'm
him.
I'm not a very good hitter. He's already a better hitter than me.
Whoop.
At 5 years old. Trust me.
Wow. Yeah. And here's the other thing. And this shows you a little something about Evan Roberts.
What's that?
You turn to the camera.
When did I do that?
Look, after your first swing... You know the camera's on you.
Oh, yeah, I think I did.
And you turned to the camera.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
And you said, a little late.
Well, because I was swung and missed.
Matter of fact, I'm going to John Boy Media this video. And there Evan Roberts says, a little late.
Aren't you glad I ran it out, though? I gave it a full effort.
Yeah, you sure
what
did.
What they don't have video of is, you know what I did in my prior at-bat on the very first pitch?
No.
I laid down a bunt. And it was right.
You love bunting.
And it was like right in front of the plate. And I'm trying to beat it out. So you got real sense of my running speed. But I was out by about 10 steps, unfortunately.
Wow. This is the guy who talks about sports every day in his adult life.
You're damn right.
Wow.
But you know what I do unlike everyone else around here?
Yeah.
I go out and play sports on the weekend. You guys talk a big game.
Whoa.
I know I'm bad. I admit that. But I'm putting myself out there. Are you going to put yourself out there?
I mean, I played wiffle ball.
Just stop it.
I did.
Go out there, put a uniform on, and play.
We had a 9-inning marathon.
What?
Yeah.
In your backyard?
Well, where else do you play wiffle ball?
Where's the video of it?
We don't always videotape ourselves playing wiffle ball. Yeah.
Listen, I understand my lack of running skills.
Can you text me this video, please?
Why?
I got to send it to Manfred. I have. I got her.
Oh, so you want Rob Manfred to insult me?
Yeah, I got
it. It's one thing to have the Twitter community insult me, or you insult me, but the worst commissioner in baseball, well, I'm sorry, I apologize.
Yeah.
The second worst commissioner in the history of baseball is going to insult me now?
Let me guess. Mountain Landis,
yeah,
who's commissioner 100 years before you were born.
Don't get me started on him. He was disgusting. Now, he was disgusting. He was. He was disgusting. And you know, you really want me to get into this? Because I'll break it down.
No, no, it's okay. Maybe that'll be on the Rico Bronya podcast.
Maybe. Maybe.
There's a lot of people in my life that are now texting me going, please tell me Evan Roberts didn't just say, this goes back 10 minutes.
What'd I say?
That the average American makes 100K a year.
I was trying to.
Please tell me he doesn't think that.
I have learned not to think out loud. Because I'm thinking out loud real quick because I want to do some math. And I threw a number out and I'm going to live with the consequences. And I understand that. I have to live with my consequences. But that was I'm thinking out loud moment. And I regret it and I apologize.
All good, all good.
Is that fair?
Hey, listen, it's all good.
All right, I'll send you the video.
Yeah, please do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.